The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, boy, what do you do with all the data from yesterday, both locally and statewide? Some very sobering COVID-19 numbers.
Some very, very sobering numbers. You know, the deaths are really the thing that gets you in the gut. So we had 3 deaths here yesterday and 20 deaths in the state. So, you know, we for a long time have had very few deaths, but 3 in one day is just racking to our team and to all of us in Douglas County.
Yeah, and that's obviously not happened before. I'm not sure if we've had more than one in a day since the pandemic got started.
I don't think so either. So to have 3 widely separated is really very concerning.
Statewide, the highest daily case count as well, with 1,225 confirmed cases, and Multnomah County, 376 in one day.
Yeah, and Lane County with over 100 in a day. So there are clearly places in the state where this is even more out of control than it is here, and it's feeling really out of control here because we're tracking over 30 active outbreaks. You know, it takes a long time to track an outbreak, and to have 30 at one time is just overwhelming.
So when you talk, maybe let's define what an outbreak is under the terms you're using there.
So there are the terms for when they get reported, but we're basically talking about a place where there is 2 or more cases. In addition, in schools, even if there's a single case, we need to go ahead and treat it as an outbreak. So we have all those schools that are currently affected, plus we have so many other areas, households, clubs, workplaces. It is just quite overwhelming.
And obviously, it has grown exponentially in a very short period of time. What concerns are you hearing when you talk with health professionals elsewhere in the state?
Well, we're not overwhelmed by hospitalizations yet. So we've had about between 10 and 20 hospitalizations each day, and Mercy's been generally able to take care of that. But in other places in the state, their ICUs are full, they're needing to go to other ICUs, they're needing to cancel elective surgery. So, and it really is a concern because, as we know, bad behavior is followed by cases, cases are followed by hospitalizations, and hospitalizations are followed by deaths. And so we're right now starting to see the increased number of hospitalizations and the increased number of deaths related to bad behavior around Halloween.
Right. And that was where I was going next. I had seen some state information yesterday that talked, I don't remember the percentage, but as the statewide uptick hit, a lot of it, a percentage of it was tied back to 5 different Halloween events.
Right. And we had one of them. So one Halloween event on the coast, we think now has 30 subsequent cases and one death.
Wow. So moving forward here, people are looking at Thanksgiving. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the CDC finally rose to where it should be and suggested that people do not travel for Thanksgiving. They suggested that people celebrate Thanksgiving with their household, and that's going to be the plan at our household.
Obviously, for people, Thanksgiving is one of the big normal gathering times, sometimes one of the few times a year that you see folks or you travel to see folks. And I know a lot of people are kind of struggling with that whole thing.
Oh, people are really struggling. I mean, it really is quite a special holiday. It goes back over 150 years, and it really is one of the holidays most steeped in tradition. But I think this year, it would be just tragic to have these Thanksgiving gatherings followed by more cases. One cynic said, yeah, be sure when you're at your Thanksgiving gathering with your whole family that you talk with them about how they want to be buried.
Yeah, you know, people are struggling in a lot of areas with this. On the mental health side, what kinds of things are you seeing or hearing about?
Well, we're certainly hearing that people are really getting tired of the quarantine, are really getting lonely, and so we want people to deal with that. I mean, still, you can talk with people on the phone. You can Skype. You can go outside and walk or exercise. So there are a bunch of things that you can do. So we're really encouraging people to stay well by getting out, exercising, not overdoing alcohol. The light is clearly here at the end of the tunnel. These new two vaccines look spectacular. No safety signals, over 90% effectiveness, and they seem to even be effective in people over 65, which is a group for whom vaccines usually are not that effective. So this really is a home run. And, you know, we will get vaccines starting in the next month. We're hoping to get everybody who wants it, immunized by May or June of next year, at which point this pandemic should be mostly behind us.
And I wonder about, you mentioned on one of the vaccines, there was a whole issue with the storage, the cold temperature that it was going to have to be kept at. Have you seen any movement there, or is that going to be an issue?
Well, there is an incredible effort to deal with the low temperature storage requirements for that vaccine. And I think the state has it really pretty well under control at this point. That kind of vaccine is probably going to get delivered to larger institutions that have sub-zero freezers. And it doesn't have to stay at that super low temperature the whole time. Apparently, it can stay at a cool but not that cold temperature for a few days before giving. And the deal is never to have any of the stuff on the shelf. As soon as it arrives, we want to give it.
Wow. All right. Well, there's an update from County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This message is for all.